The murder of our children. B'siyata Dishmaya. Yerushalayim. Wednesday, Parshas B'Shalach, Yud Beis Shvat, Tov Shanayin Zayin. A facilitated communication with Binyamin Golden. I would like to speak today about two very difficult things that took place here in Eretz Yisrael. Many people ask me, Nu, what do you have to say about this? I don't speak, because it's very difficult to speak. It broke my heart, but I must speak. We must see the truth. A mother of four girls burned them to death, and then hung herself, a Jewish mother, a Haredi family. The father was broken. Of course he was broken from such a tragedy. Not so long later, a Haredi Jew took a knife on Friday night and murdered his wife and two children. Two babies. He tried to kill another two children who were guests in his home for that Friday night meal. One of the children was killed. The other survived, injured. He is still alive. The father and the mother of the child that was murdered were heroes. The father of the girls was completely broken. He was left with nothing, without his children or a wife. His entire life is destroyed. The second father, whose child was killed, has other children, Baruch Hashem, but yet they are heroes. They kept on saying how Hashem loves us and loved this child. He was a tzaddik. Certainly, he is in Gan Eden. And everything Hashem does is for our benefit. That's it. People ask, why? Why did it happen? What does Hashem want from us? I cannot say all the reasons. But one thing I can say. All those who were murdered, even though the murderers were not 100% normal, but those children, those who were murdered, were korbanos. What type of korbanos? The korbanos of our generation. Of the education that we're giving our children. We are the murderers. We are killing our children with this olam hazeh, with the nonsense, with the lies. We are killing the generation. We also aren't 100% normal. Because we like those who are not tsanua. Clothing that's not tsanua. Long, beautiful sheitlach. To look like models. And the husbands enjoy when their wives look like this. When their wives look like shiksas. We are so superficial. Even here in Eretz Yisrael. Once in Eretz Yisrael things were not like this. But now it is infiltrated very deeply into the hearts of Am Yisrael. Some are trying very hard to be different. They're trying so hard to live their life only to do Ratzon Hashem. Without all these clubs like drama and art. Instead, they were learning how to bake, how to cook, how to sew, how to be a good wife. They are bringing up their children for Torah, for mitzvos, for Maisim Tovim, to be happy with what they're learning. Even if a woman cannot put so much food on the table, but she has what she really needs. She has food. And, of course, food for the soul. Hashem then gives everything. It is not a simple matter these days to be a real Jew. All this gashmius is coming from the United States. The gashmius that kills. That kills the next generation of so-called Haredim. How could it be that children who are going to Haredi schools are learning things that are usher? How could it be they do not understand that it is usher eat in the street? It is so simple. They do not understand that we don't break out in laughter. And we don't talk in a loud voice in the street. Little girls going around on scooters. Children who are making fun of women who are dressed modestly. Haredim? There are very few Haredim. There are Mikukalim, people who are spoiled. There are many Averos, which once upon a time one can only find by the Goyim and maybe by some Chilonim, but not by the real Jews. Very serious Averos, mostly in the area of Kedusha. Oy, Am Yisrael, what's going to be? We are soon coming to the end, and you don't want to know about it. The head is inside the ground. People don't want to see. They want to fly to America and stay there. They think that the Gashmias is still available, but America very soon is going to just fold up and be gone with all its Gashmias. And we won't have any more Gashmias. If we have food, we'll be happy. If we have something to drink, we'll be happy. This is the way things will be in the entire world. America has come to its end. A woman said that a certain Makubal in America, I don't know who she's talking about, said that people should come from America to the Kosel and daven for Trump. Daven for Trump? Why should we do that? Because he's like Koresh. Just like at the end of the Golus Bavel, the King Koresh got up and the Geula came.
so too we should daven for Trump. What stupidity. We daven for the Geula. So then also they davened for the Geula, not for Koresh. Now, there is no need to daven for Trump. Who's Trump? We are crooked. We are raising our children to be crooked with all these Goyish ideas. People go to weddings and take photographs and more photographs and more. What's the point? It has a bad effect on a person. This is not Sanua. There is no need for this. Who really understands this? How many of you? I can't say. My heart is broken. This is the generation before Mashiach. You are wasting your time with nonsense. There is time yet to do tshuva, to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask Him to separate us from all this nonsense. But I have no one to talk to, almost no one. When I see small children, when I see them all wearing matching outfits, I think it's possible to go out without matching outfits. But even the boys have to have the same colors, just like the girls. What nonsense. What a waste of time and money. People don't have this money, but somehow they manage that everything should match. It could be they only have bread and butter in the home, but everybody matches, the girls and the boys, with all types of flowers on their heads. Oy, Am Yisrael. Oy, Am Yisrael. And now, the draft. The draft. I spoke about this in the past. I was very clear. We have a government like it was in Russia, like the Cantonists. Those who have the right background, they don't go to the army. No one bothers them. Who do they bother? The poor souls. These poor souls. And the Haredim do not always want to help. What do they care? As long as their children don't go to the army, what do they care about those who they take? What do they care if they take a balas tshuva and throw her in jail because she doesn't want to go to the army? Or if they take a giyoris? They are not equal. Why waste time on them when we have to save the real Jews? The Besser mention. Oy lano, oy vey. We are like Cantonists. What's gonna be? Most of the yeshivas get money from the government. Their Torah is finished. It is impossible to take money from the government because they just want to finish off all Yiddishkeit. Whoever takes money for chinuch is helping them. How could we do this? How? My heart hurts me, but I know that at the end it's all going to bring for good, because Hashem wants the real Jews to start standing tall and take things seriously, like some of them are doing now. be strong. Most of the schools of the Haredim get government assistance, and this makes them trafe, because the government, the Rishayim, are in control. It is impossible to give a proper chinuch like this. They are Rishayim. The army also, they want to destroy Yiddishkeit. That is their goal. It could be that some of those who go to the army do not do very serious averas like most of the army do, but they see things, they hear things. Some are even drawn to do averas. It is impossible to go to the army in such a situation, when we must be, anyone who goes must be very careful and afraid, the boys and the girls, and for sure from the lieutenants. There are horrendous stories coming from the army. Every day a new story. Absolutely disgusting. So what's the chokhmah? What's the point? When we send bachurim and bachurot, boys and girls, to the army without fighting for them when they don't want to go, and we're only interested in ourselves and we don't want to make waves. Oh, Yom Yisrael, oy vey. Don't you see what they're trying to do? Therefore, Hashem is reminding us that this is murder. If we murder other children like this Jew did, he murdered a child that wasn't his. This is what we are doing when we do not put up a fight for those girls who are sitting in prison, when they treat them in such a horrendous way for the simple reason that they don't want to go to the army because they're Haredi. Well, what about the Sfaradish Bachrim? And we don't care. And we say, why should we fight? We're trying to save it for our own children. This is murder. I'd like to explain. This week, we are now entering the most difficult phase. Around the world, there are riots and violence. Everything has gone crazy. It is impossible to fathom what is happening and why it is happening. Absurd things are happening. In Germany, there are 3 million immigrants. Most of them are young men. Why did they let them in? They have no wives. So they try to take the German women for wives. But it's more. They go into the homes of the Germans and ask for food. No, they don't ask. They demand food. If somebody calls the police sticks up for these immigrants. Oh, maybe the Germans deserve this, but it's still absurd. It's stupidity. Something is wrong. In Sweden, the same thing. And also in Denmark, Europe is no longer Europe. It's a battleground. The Arabs are in control. How interesting. Soon, the same thing will be in London. In Paris, the process has begun. France will have big battles. In fact, the entire Europe will, between the Muslims and the Europeans. It has begun. In America, there are riots against Trump. People have no problem saying that they want to murder him, and no one's stopping them from rioting and can say what they want. It's getting worse and worse. Things will be worse in the whole world. He hates him and he hates him. He's fighting him, etc. Until the explosion will come. Something will happen and the whole world will be in fear. Tremendous fear. They will soon understand that they're going to die. The most of the people in the world are going to die. And then they will really go crazy. Only the tzaddikim, only those who want a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that know that he is Kol Yachol, he can do what he wants, that he is the only one who can save them, not a bunker, and not putting aside food, only him. So therefore, the best way to survive is simply to go home, close the door, daven, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show us the truth, and to schlep us to the truth. We should never become confused or go to falsehood, which seems pleasant, but it's really not pleasant. It's poison. Let's ask him to save our children and our families and our parents, our uncles and aunts and grandparents, and to save Am Yisrael. He will save us. He will listen. He will save us. There is nothing to worry about. Questions. Concerning Shmiras Shabbos, is there any way you see to bring Jews closer? Answer. You are talking about Chiloinim, because the Haredim think they keep Shabbos. But this is not precise. They keep Shabbos, but no, not with the proper spirit. Usually it's not the spirit that's needed for Shmiras Shabbos. Some do, some don't. But how could it be? You have a man with serious averos living within the world of materialism. How could he keep Shabbos? How could he feel it? You need for the neshama to be on a high level to enjoy the Shabbos, really. Some could, but the majority has lost this. How to do this? Question. We keep on speaking about how it's hard for us to wake up. It seems we have no strength to wake up, and we need Hashem to wake us up. This might be dangerous. It might hurt. What do you think? Answer. This is why my heart is broken. It's like the time of the Second World War. How could I not have a broken heart? True, we have to put everything on the side and to know that everything is for the best. But look what happened then. They asked the Rabbanan again and again, make gatherings, etc. Here and there, maybe they did. But if you, in the big picture, all the millions of Jews in Europe did not move. They did not change. At what point did they change? Only upon entering the gas chambers. Then, during those moments, Chilonim and Haredim, they all said Shema Yisrael. But we need to continue to try to fight against the evil. We have to get up and shout. Shout that everyone should hear us, that we must come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soon it will be easier. Why? Because the world now is in a difficult time. In a few weeks, it's really going to be even more difficult. People start seeing. And then, with the help of Hashem, it will start becoming easier. I'd like to say again, don't forget. Please keep on saying, a Jew who is with Hashem will survive. If someone says, I want to be an Eved Hashem, I want to do Ras and Hashem, no matter what, and to make this my life, he will survive. There is no doubt he will not die because of what's happening in the world. But we have to know how to give all our kochos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to nullify our egos and our entire selves to serving Hashem. Never to say, oy, how boring. Why are the Jews so happy with Trump? Because they are certain that he will bring America back to what it was. The people can make enough money for everything he needs and everything he doesn't need. But this is not the case. He will not bring it back. He will fall, and all will fall with him. Only the Jews who learned from all the Torahs that there is only one supreme being in the world. She'ein od milvado. That he is kol yochol. He can do anything he wants. And that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that, if we want eternity, we need to cling ourselves to him and never to leave him. These people will survive. Question. Why is it that in the Knesset, there are Charedisha Askanim who are there, kivyachol, to protect the interests. And now, they were speaking about drafting girls. It's really happening. And these Charedim are quiet. How could that be? Kvod HaRav, you are a pure person. You do not understand the rishs that exist today. There are Haredim that depend on the Rishayim, and they do what they are asked. Either they have some shmus on them, or they have information against them that if they don't do what they're told, oy vavoy. So I do not know why they're doing it. I don't know why there are Haredim in the Knesset who are not moving in the right direction, who are ready to kill the Jewish neshama and let it go to prison or to the army. I don't get it. What is clear is something is wrong. I do not call these people Haredim. Question, what are they doing there? What are they doing? They do what they want. They have a good job, good salary, and they can scratch off some more money. And whoever goes into this place does not come out clean. Last week, question, they evacuated the place called Amuna. It was a big bizayon for the national religious and their representatives who ought to protect their interests. Look, Amuna, it's hard to speak about it because these people are so sweet. But something is missing in the Yiddishkeit. We are in Golus. They don't understand this. They are trying to bring the Geula with force. It won't go. It will only come when Hashem wants it to. Then the Geula will come. Understand, this business about the settlers, the government is using it for many reasons of its own, but they have a problem. Because the settlers are strong, but the settlers have a problem because they rely on the government. What does Hashem do? Hashem wants to save them. Hashem is showing them clearly. You cannot rely on the government or the army or on anyone except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is their test of the Mizrachniks. Hashem is trying to teach them, but they don't understand. They don't learn. Question, maybe now they will learn. I don't think that what I say will really change things. I see very clearly about what you said a few years ago was true. Who is controlling Eretz Yisrael? The Goyim. A government of Goyim. They have one goal, to destroy Yiddishkeit. Binyamin. They want to destroy Yiddishkeit. They want to leave us empty, just like they are empty. They cannot stand seeing a Jew who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are jealous of us, that Hashem loves us. There are some Jews among them, Hashem Yishmor. What kind of Jews? Poor souls, Rishayim. Either Rishayim or poor souls, but they're not real Jews. What do you say about the investigations against Netanyahu? Answer. It is just a game. And he is part of the game. Just like Trump is part of the game of these stupid elections. They are trying to distract people. And they were successful for 2 years. Whoever heard of elections that take 2 years? This is crazy. Hear the same thing. It's just a show. There should be something to talk about. So we should not know when they're going into their bunkers, when they are sacrificing the economy. This will be something else to distract people. They will push down the economy big time. Did you notice that it's very easy to get a loan? Just ask. With low interest. But there are two problems. One problem is, it's against halacha. Second thing, why are they doing this? Because the middle class has no money. They're trying to destroy them. But they have to spend money. So they borrow and buy. But it's not real money because there are loans. So they take money from the banks. Are they giving cash? No. They give numbers. They have no cash. They don't even have a third of the cash they need. What do? They give a loan, let's say 50,000 shekel. Do you see cash? They put it in your account and you go buy. How many bills can you take with you? Not that many. You buy with your credit card or with a check. Do you see money? Do you see cash? No. So what are they doing? They are pouring money into the stores so people should buy things and spend money. So they don't want the house of cards to fall. They have to keep it up until they can go into their bunkers and leave everyone else outside. Therefore, it's just one big game. Question. You once said that they're trying to enslave people. They don't know exactly when Planet X will come. But we do see more and more meteors and asteroids. We are in danger. The entire weather system is very strange. Everything's the opposite of what it should be. Tons of fish are dying. Animals are dying. And there are thousands. And people don't know why. They don't have anything wrong with them. Why are they dying? This is because the water is hot. Why? Because planet Earth is changing. The core of planet Earth is getting very hot. Why is this? Because of Planet X, which is coming with seven other planets. This is very hot. It's like a giant magnet which heats up everything around it. That's how I know that it's coming very soon. Can't take long. Oh, they're getting ready. They're scared. Everything has to be very precise. If not, how can they go into the bunkers? Maybe someone else will go in. Maybe people will fight them. Maybe they won't let them. They're very scared. So we'll see what will be. But things are on the way down. They're going to fall. Except for a small number of real Jews and a small number of Goyim who are doing real tshuva. Question, what do you say about the Jews who are making demonstrations against the draft all over the country? Answer, the Jews who are demonstrating, I admire them. They are fighting for something very serious to save Am Yisrael, which is not to let any Haredi or Haredia get to the army. The army is not a Jewish army. It's an army with Goyish principles. The best of them are the Chilonim. Excluding, of course, the Haredim Mizrachistim. But most of the army is made up of Chilonim and Goyim. and people who are doing the worst averas. Any boy going to the army sees these averos. Besides this, they have to fight against whatever the Knesset decides, whatever the Prime Minister decides, knowing that he wants to destroy Am Yisrael and the Jewish religion. I don't get it. How could anybody allow this, even without fighting? How can you allow any boy or girl to go to the army? Question. It seems that people are too involved with their apartments, buying, building, fixing, selling. What's going on, Binyamin? Yes, of course. This is what I'm saying, exactly what I'm saying. There's no end to this business. Some poor people don't have apartments, but some have a lot of money, and they're fixing and arranging. You know, if they don't have money, they're borrowing for this. And to continue with all these trips to Chutz Laretz, all the schmances that they have. But we also have our families of real Haredim. Some have 14 and 15 children. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough room to live. They're living in a very tight way. And therefore, what's going on? What kind of country do we live in? Question. Makomos HaGadoshim. Look what's going on. They're turning them into museums like Nebi Samuel, Park Meron. What's going on? Binyamin, that's their job. Oy, question. What can we do? Binyamin, the best strategy is to be united. And but there are a lot of battles going on between the real Haredim and the fake Haredim. What we need to do is to unite, to be together, to make Kehilos a real Haredim, that are true to Hashem, Haredim that only want to serve Hashem without all the schmances. Good. I think if I say another word, my heart, Chas v'Shalom, might stop. I'm crying a lot for Am Yisrael. Is there anything good to see? I see young people that even though they are growing up in materialistic families, their neshama has a longing for the Shekhinah. There are many like this. Not many compared to the general population of the world, but there are many real people. They will do tshuva. They will become stronger. And they will return completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they, and hopefully us also, will reach eternity.